do the tough things first.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. Zinn covers the gamut from the essence of human happiness.
Having value is key to human happiness.
To the downside of venture capital for entrepreneurs.
Venture capital can be the antithesis of entrepreneurial spirit.
The essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
An entrepreneur without determination is truly an oxymoron.
Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO.
Hello, entrepreneurs, executives, and everyone else who is working hard to make things better all around, and welcome once again to the Tough Things First podcast. The Tough Things First podcast is where you receive advice directly from the longest-serving CEO in Silicon Valley, Mr. Ray Zinn. Now, if you're like me, you are a little bit impatient, and the best thing you can do is to buy a copy of Zinn's book, Tough Things First, at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. Ray's book distills his decades of leading perhaps the most consistently profitable silicon chip company. They were profitable 36 out of 37 years. And he did this without venture capital, which for Silicon Valley and especially for the semiconductor industry is unheard of. Ray tells entrepreneurs that focus, keeping eyes on the horizon, is essential. Doing so makes seemingly insurmountable obstacles look like fun challenges. So, good morning, Ray. You exude self-confidence. I've seen this a lot in Silicon Valley founders. Steve Jobs was notorious for the stuff. Are entrepreneurs generally like this? Are they inherently confident?
Well, you have to be. I mean, that's the part and parcel to running a successful company, is that you have to have that confidence and that enthusiasm because it's infectious. And if you don't, it will be lost on your employees.
So in other words, you cannot fire up your employees unless you're fired up yourself.
Exactly.
So talk about how entrepreneurs view challenges. I mean, everyone in life has challenges, and entrepreneurs, because they're trying to start a business, make a payroll, change the world, as we do so often here in Silicon Valley. How do they view challenges? How does this make them think and operate differently than the average person?
Well, again, optimism is what drives success. Pessimism, of course, is just the antithesis of that. So if you have a optimistic attitude, if you're the servant leader, if you have that desire to help others become successful, then naturally it will follow that they will be successful. And so there are various attributes of a successful entrepreneur. They have a optimistic attitude, they are truthful, they are loyal to a fault, and they care about others. And so it's that giving, caring attitude that will help them breed the optimistic attitude that will prevail the company.
So what I'm hearing stated a little bit differently is that entrepreneurs inherently believe in their success. And by having this bias that they will succeed, that's one of the things that actually makes them succeed.
Absolutely. It's a can-do attitude that helps them then promote that feeling through the whole organization. So if you don't have that can-do attitude, if you don't have that optimism, that belief that you can succeed when, be up when you're down, as they say, then your organization will not be able to perform either.
So aside from a sense of self-confidence and a belief that they're going to succeed, what is it that makes entrepreneurs successful? Is there any one thing that helps them get to that point on the horizon that they're looking for?
Well, to use my tagline, doing the tough things first, of course, is the first step and having that happen. Because if you get those difficult tasks out of the way, first thing, then, of course, you can then focus on the fun things that you enjoy doing. And, like exercising first thing in the morning, get that out of the way. And then the rest of the day just seems to follow on. So I would suggest that that we learn to do those tough things and get the rest of the day going.
So talk to me about an entrepreneur's focus. We've heard a lot of this in Silicon Valley. Everyone from Bill Gates to Steve Jobs has said focus was one of the things that made them successful. Is that intricate to an entrepreneur being successful?
Yes, because, you know, it's like laser focus gives you pinpoint accuracy toward directing the company. And if you can't, you know, shun out all the other trivia and stuff, if all that noise is prevalent in your thinking process, then you're going to get confused and you're not going to be able to concentrate. So not being deterrable, as you say, I mean, not even be a word, but not being easily deterred will be a great asset to you as you then focus on the needs of the company, as opposed to other things which are not important to the day-to-day operation.
Well, that's a very good point. And it also feeds into another part of the Raise In leadership thought process, which is, what is that holistic vision? And I encourage everyone to tune in for the next episode, because Ray's going to talk to us about why money probably should not be a motivation for an entrepreneur. And if you have questions for Ray Zinn, by all means, send them to podcast@toughthingsfirst.com, and we'll get Ray to answer your question.